This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The stage is all set for the sixth phase of the Lok Sabha polls in 58 parliamentary constituencies tomorrow. In this phase, 8 Lok Sabha seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 4 seats in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats in West Bengal and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir will go to the polls. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. Political fate of prominent leaders, including senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Menaka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar, Sambit Patra, Bansuri Swaraj and Manoj Tiwari and Congress leaders Dipendra Singh Hooda, Kumari Selja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar, as well as Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti will be sealed in the EVMs. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and hassle-free voting in these areas. Basic facilities ranging from shade, drinking water, ramps, toilets, wheelchairs to electricity will be in place to ensure that every voter, including elderly and persons with disabilities, can cast their votes with ease. State chief electoral officers, district election officers and state machineries have been advised to take adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions. Security has also been beefed up in the polling areas to avoid any untoward incident and ensure free and fair polls. Campaigning has intensified for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha polls. Senior leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Nahan under the Shimla parliamentary constituency in Himachal Pradesh. He said over the past 10 years, the centre has extensively developed the border and hilly states of the country, laying a network of roads in these areas. He said after coming to power, the NDA government provided 10% reservation to the poor people of the general category. He asserted that due to this, today people are getting more opportunities at different places. He said on one side, there's Modi's guarantee and on the other, there's Congress's model of destruction. Prime Minister Modi will also hold 2 election rallies at Gurdaspur and Jalandhar in Punjab this afternoon. General Secretary of the Congress Party, Sachin Pilot, campaigned for the party candidate in the Sri Anandpur Sahib constituency of Punjab today. Addressing an election rally at Nurpur Bedi, he criticized the central government, stating that the BJP at the centre has weakened the constitutional institutions and has made the common man poorer by enriching industrialists. He emphasized that upon the formation of the Congress and coalition government, MSP will be given to farmers on a priority basis. Bahujan Samaj Party chief Mayawati will hold a rally at Nawashahar town. BJP President JP Nadda is holding public meetings in Kushinagar. He will also address rallies at Balia and Sonbhadra districts of Uttar Pradesh, while Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Maharajganj, Kushinagar, Devaria and Gorakhpur. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Ara parliamentary constituency in Bihar this afternoon. Leaders of the Grand Alliance from RJD, Congress and Left parties are also holding rallies in support of the candidates. The India Meteorological Department has forecast severe heat wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Gujarat, western Madhya Pradesh for the next 5 days. Speaking to Akashvani News, senior scientist at IMD, R.K. Jenamani said, people in these regions will not get any respite from the intense heat as there are no signs of cyclonic circulation over these regions. He also said that the temperature will continue to hover between 44 degrees Celsius to 48 degrees Celsius. In view of this, the agency has also issued red and orange alert for these areas. India's Jyoti Surekha Vennam and Priyansh have entered the compound mixed team final at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 at Yucheon in South Korea today. The team defeated the host country's duo of Han Seong-yeon and Yang Jae-won in a tight semi-final. With this, India has confirmed the second medal in the tournament after the compound women's team of Jyoti and Parnit Kaur and Aditi Swami entered the final on Wednesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.